Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Is anybody hitting wicked? Anybody, you know, wicked what? Out?
Is anybody? I don't know that slang.
Or what glicked?
Oh.
Do glicked?
There was another one, because doesn't Moana 2 come out sometime soon? Bud, it's called Moaned.
Moaned.
Wicked. Moaned. Moana.
Okay.
It's not as good as Barbenheimer.
I'm not really asking T-Hack when I ask, is anybody going to Wicked?
Why not?
Because I don't think he's going.
He's a musical kid.
I understand he is, but I don't see him.
I prefer to go to the actual theater.
You didn't when it was just in town.
Yeah. Was it just here?
Yeah.
Again?
Oh, really? Yeah. It was really good.
Dang it. You went?
Yes. I am a musical person.
It's one of the few musicals that, and I know I say this every time, but like it converted me a little bit.
Yeah.
I pretend to be, when you're doing theater in high school and you're in the play, everyone calls it the play, but it's always a musical, right?
Yeah.
Like that's how it is. And so that's how you, and then
yes.
It wasn't until I got to college, I'm like, oh, you could do this without the singing part. Because I'm bad at the singing.
And it'd be so much better.
Yeah. And now, so I do like the musicals, but I'm less into them once I realize there's other options out there.
Yeah. So then yes or no, are you going to Wicked?
I'm so sorry. I would like to. I'm backtracking to a conversation we had like, I don't know how long ago. There is the Candlelight Dinner Theater in Fort Collins, Loveland. Because we were mentioning about going to a dinner theater.
Yeah, I said something about Boulder Dinner Theater.
Because
it's been like reduced to a pile of rubble like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So it's been a bit since I've been there.
But there's Candlelight. So that's an option.
There's a Candlelight. It's a movie theater?
No, it's a dinner theater.
But
like,
I'm asking you
place.
About Wicked. Why are you bringing some?
Because you reminded me of it.
I would go
Never made it as a wise man.
It's in Johnstown?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Johnstown is becoming one of my favorite places.
Hmm.
The Buc-ee's is up there. Shields is up there. I'm 99% sure there is, because my son and I, that was our first time having Culver's.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
My daughter was at a birthday party in Johnstown, and we hit Shields and Culver's, and only one of them was good.
Okay. All right.
Shields is always good.
Anyways.
I reject that.
Yeah, same. Yes. I would like to go see it. Yes.
Well, this is your time. Here's the thing. Are you one of those? How many times have you seen the regular Wicked?
Like the live performance?
Yes.
I think twice.
Did you buy the soundtrack or anything?
No, we always do like posters, the signed posters.
But do you know the songs?
Oh, yes.
You do?
Yeah, I know
How?
All of them.
I've seen them. I went to see the play, but I don't remember the songs. Sing, go.
There's albums just
What'd I say?
On.
Sing, go.
So demanding.
All, you know what song I have in my head? I only have, I can almost do front to back.
Never made it as a poor man's
Not that.
No, okay.
That's the Greatest Showman.
Huh?
That's the Greatest Showman.
There you go. I can do almost that whole movie.
You have not said a single word. You've just.
Oh, sorry.
What? Just,
your bracelet.
No!
Oh my gosh.
Oh God. Here's the thing. I've been told.
That's a sign if I've ever seen one.
For sure. Oh my God. I have goosebumps.
What does that mean?
It means that it has taken in all of the like bad energy that it came. It tapped out.
It heard Nickelback. We're done.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Okay. Well, if anybody has black onyx bracelets that they could drop by the studio.
There's so much going on right now.
I am unprotected right now. I have other ones. Yeah. Look, I'm still okay, right?
Yeah, they look like they're sweating. Okay. They're like, we're going to have to shoulder more of the load now that one's gone.
Fine. Everything's fine. Anyway, people are listening to the show going, there's a gas leak. At the studio. Like, send fire trucks. Because we're, okay.
Don't actually send them.
There's, or you could.
Are they hot? Or the,
I know, that's the what I was doing right there.
The fire trucks, are they hot?
No, they're, has anybody invented a flux capacitor yet so that we could just go back like 4 minutes and start this? Here we go.
Can we start with Nickelback?
No.
Never made it as a blind man. Wise man? What are the lyrics?
Somebody is walking to their car right now.
Yeah.
Okay. And they're about to get in and they don't know about all the crap we just did that was terrible. So if we start over right now.
Be cool.
Hey, is anybody going to Wicked?
Probably not. I don't think I will be. Aaron?
Yeah,
don't sing is the point. That's what I wanted to get to.
Don't sing in the theater.
Don't sing.
Please, for the love of God.
But why? Because I've seen these articles. No. Why? Isn't that a big thing, like Rocky Horror Picture Film? That's a big, like,
that is a different one, though, because that's a live performance. You are engaging with the actors and the actresses.
I thought it was in the movie theater, too.
Not every movie theater puts live people up in front.
Oh, really?
That's only in Perks of a Wallflower. No, they used to do it way, way back in the day.
Yeah.
But they... I don't think they still do it. But the difference in Rocky Horror Picture Show, that movie was out for like 2 years before people started doing that.
Oh.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay, it became
this cult classic where you knew I had to get some toast. Like, you brought bread to the thing. Because it's like, let's make a toast. And then everybody throws toast at the screen. I swear to God.
No, I believe you. That's just so bizarre.
The poor teenagers working at the theater. Yeah. Just
to
watch that. Like, I'm gonna clean that up
later.
You
know that if you're at the Rocky Horror Picture Show, it's like, doesn't that happen at OAR concerts? Like,
they throw toast?
No, but they throw like playing cards at them. There's different songs that people do different things.
Huh.
But this Wicked, the story, it's been out for longer than 2 years. I mean, it's been on Broadway for like decades.
Yeah, but now this is the movie.
It was like a book at first or something.
Yeah, so we know the story. Why can't we sing along?
Because
this is the brand new movie. It's never been a movie before.
Mm.
But and you got to let their performance be heard at first.
Yeah.
Because these two, we haven't heard them do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so don't just...
But you haven't heard me do it.
Let's keep it that way.
Do you want him?
I don't know it.
We have nothing.
It's kind of like what you did.
Nope.
Oh, we weren't supposed to mention that. Sorry.
Here's the thing. I have like 10 other etiquette things that you're not supposed to do at a theater. But now we don't have time to get to them.
All right.
How about we do those in a couple minutes? Hey, we want you to know we're going to fix the gas leak and come back with movie theater etiquette.
Yeah.
Next.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we have these movie theater etiquette things that I want to get to.
Mm-hmm.
I just posed a question to the room and you guys aren't really responding to me in the way I'd like you to. And I'd like the text people. If you missed it a few moments ago, the bracelet that's been protecting me from negativity shattered in the middle of the studio.
Yes.
There are black beads everywhere.
Yeah.
do I go get another bracelet? And if so, where? Text it into 51059. Or do I take this as a sign that I don't need it anymore?
You have two other bracelets. Are they the same rocks? Bracelets. Oh, four.
Some no, these are like lava rocks. Those were like whatever the other black something.
Cobalt. Onyx or something?
Is
that what you said?
Yeah.
Do you feel like it was doing its job? Do you think it quit because it was full, or did it quit because you shower with it?
Am I or am I not the most negative person you've ever met?
I mean, I'm surprised it lasted that long, to be honest. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. So I'm just curious.
A black onyx bracelet is supposed to like help balance emotion and provide calmness. So I don't think it was working. So no, you don't need any more.
It was probably a knockoff. It wasn't real onyx.
I think I got it from Amazon, so it's probably not real. So for real, if people are doing the wicked thing right now, it's like,
yes.
And so they're saying not to sing in the theater, but like there's a list of other things that either are or are not okay in a theater.
Yeah.
And I wanted to run them by you guys.
When was the last time you guys were at the theater? Because I go kind of frequently. I love it.
You're an old soul. And Hack would have to probably be there more.
I went there pretty recently. Yeah, I took my son to his first. We saw Transformers. Right. Meet Transformers. Except it's a new one.
Is it a musical?
No.
Did you sing along while you were in the theater?
We could have. We were about the only ones. It was just dads and sons.
That's so really? Cute. Yeah. That's
Except when we got back from the movie, we were so hyped on it, my son and I, and we were telling my wife, mom, all about it. And then my son decided she needed to go too. And so she went, but she knew everything that would happen.
Because he blew the movie for
us. No, I did too. I mean, we both did. So just a pro tip, if you go with your kid, don't spoil it for the other parent.
Are there spoilers in it?
No, we just told her the whole story.
They couldn't keep their mouths shut.
Yeah. Got it. All right, can I ask you this?
Yes.
These are the etiquette things from, I don't even know who did it. FaceTiming. Is there anybody who thinks that's okay?
No.
4% of people think it is okay.
Why?
There are 4% of people on the planet who are like, what? I'm just...
Well, if your friend doesn't want to buy a ticket,
right?
How else are they supposed to see it?
Well, I'm just like zooming in for my daughter back home.
Yeah, if they're sick, maybe.
No.
Nobody sees the movie.
I guess
you could FaceTime if they're muted.
No, even then, no phones.
No phones?
No phones.
Yeah. You ever see the guy setting up the tripod in front of you and you're like, someone should tell someone.
Sort of.
Although
I've seen a guy, yes. I definitely have. He clipped the thing to the seat in front of him.
Oh my
like
God.
The iPhone thing. It was like, dur-dur, had the chip clip and like, dur-dur, and set it up. And I was like, what am I going to do?
Buy a copy in the parking lot.
No, send me the link later.
Leaving trash behind when you leave.
No, that's not okay.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't either, but I grew up, I was taught.
That's what you do.
That is what, like, do you do
really?
That in a stadium? Because, everyone I go to football games with, like, I'm grabbing the bottles and the cans and the Cracker Jacks and whatever, and it's like, they're like, what are you doing? There's people, they get paid to do that. I'm like, yeah, but I'm making their job a little easy. What? Like,
yeah.
Why would you?
I agree. You should clean up after yourself. Where it gets squirrely for me is I get peanuts at games.
Oh, in the shell.
That's going to happen.
That's
and
impossible.
If they sell them, they know there's going to be.
Yeah.
Okay. That I feel like is making, it's a cup is easy to pick up. That you have to sweep. It's like, it's a huge mess.
They're going
to
sweep anyway.
But they're so good.
No, I think if they sell them, they have to be okay with that. But they don't, like while they're sweeping up peanuts, they don't need a Coors Light can in the way.
Right.
Just take that yourself.
Yeah, I agree.
But my parents taught me, it's just like, no, just get up. Let's leave it. You leave your popcorn, you leave everything sitting on the.
Yeah, no, I don't like that.
I don't like it either. Take a phone call. Can you do that in the theater?
No.
No. I mean, quietly?
No phones. Like, no phones.
What if it's your mom and she's fallen and can't get up?
Well, she should call someone else.
I'm the wicked! Revealing a plot point out loud before it happens.
No. Try not to. There was one time, though, because... I love the Terrifier series. I love Art. I think he's the cutest little clown.
I've never heard of him.
Oh my Lord. Mm. I love him so much.
Okay.
And I had seen one of them multiple times and I got really excited because I knew what was happening. So I think I gave away that something was going to happen with my like excitement. But I didn't like reveal anything.
Yeah. If you're blowing the movie like Tiak and Leo do.
Yeah.
We weren't to other people in the theater, although I have seen somebody was filming in Oppenheimer, which is a no-no.
Yeah.
But right when the bomb was about to go off, somebody let out a little toot.
So no, they didn't.
And it's
a real one.
And
how do you know it was real?
The whole theater dies laughing. It's like
before a nuclear bomb
right
blows up.
As it goes, it's like, yeah, it just makes a sound. And so that's kind of funny.
It's not though.
It went viral.
Can you be funny at a theater? Like, can you be the guy that talks back and does the like?
No.
That's what she said.
No.
What? But if everybody.
No.
I don't know. There's something about when the theater's empty and nobody's laughing or nobody's reacting, it feels kind of dead. But it's like when it's packed and people are laughing at different stuff, or it makes the movie better. Like,
absolutely.
You think it's funnier.
Laugh out loud for sure. Like,
oh, you can laugh, but not sing or be funny.
Don't make comments. Don't, like, no.
What if we laugh like that sound effect you have?
Stop it. Well, that would honestly make everyone else laugh too, so it's fine.
Okay, I don't want to go through the rest of the list, but there is one on here that, like, I think is that we all have to agree or disagree.
Mm-hmm.
Can you bring your own food?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
No.
I will bring in Chipotle bowls.
No, you don't. If you bring in food, you hide it. You have to hide it. You don't walk past.
Do you guys want anything?
No, I mean, you don't really, do you?
I have before. It's been a while. It's been like 15 years since I've done that.
I mean, you sort of have an excuse as the wounded caribou among us. Like, what at the movie theater won't kill you? Like, everything will kill you, right?
It won't kill me, but it'll give me a really, really bad tummy ache. Oh,
yeah. That's all to me, no. too. Just because I eat so much.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.